All right, Casey, thank you so much. 6:20 now. It's 20 minutes after 6. Slight chance of flurries and maybe a snow shower in southwest Kansas later on this afternoon, and a chance throughout the region overnight. Quarter inch at most. Not really too concerned about it. It's 23 this morning at 6:20, K101 and K101online.com. And you go to the Facebook page.
Yes, I've got pulled up. We've got a couple more birthday wishes. Connie Rollins said happy birthday. CJ Amanda Parks said the Wood Reduce says happy birthday as well, in addition to already Lori Bradley and Robert Keel. So many more to come. Well, it's the early birthday. We made mention in the post that your birthday's tomorrow.
We could have done without this.
Well, we could have, but we're not. So,
but we're not, CJ. Know. And this is only part one. We've got lined up in the 7 o'clock hour, you wouldn't believe.
It's not about old siege here.
It's not. It's a celebration, a community celebration.
Actually, today it is about CJ. I don't care what you say. George, the ringleader of the circus that is going on this morning.
He's brought balloons, cake, donuts. He's got a flamethrower for all the candles.
Yeah, we tell you.
I won't say how many candles. I won't say how many.
74. Oh, I put it out there. 74. It's public
information. Okay. 74. Yeah. My dad joke this morning kind of relates to him. What does CJ and an old computer have in common? They used to have a lot of memory and drive.
He pulled out a good one for you.
I know how to deliver the joke, CJ.
Wow. Hey, all in the delivery.
Wow. You know it's cold outside when your teeth are chattering. They're still in the glass next to your bed.
He's been working on these for he really has. Oh, my goodness. Well, George also brought a cake.
A K101 cake, a lemon cake?
The cake has K101
on it, and the recipe is a lemon cake from my wife's great-grandma's actually etched into the timbers in their dugout. Granny Marie Schrader's family that came over from the lands.
So wow.
This lemon cake recipe came over with them on the ship.
Holy
smokes. I had to make it for CJ. It's special.
The ship available, maybe you could go back on the
He's trying to ship me off to my safety meeting at 8 o'clock.
Or something.
I told him I'd be late, but he tells me I don't need to be.
Got some more donuts from the great place over there at Fairview.
Sugar Mama's
brought shirts. Yeah. He's decked us out.
So. Ryan Holmgren, by the way, says happy birthday, CJ.
Well, Elizabeth Parks as well has chimed in happy birthday to CJ. So it's rolling in.
Maybe let's do radio things here.
We are. This is radio.
We're painting a picture for our listeners this morning of what we've got going on inside the studio.
And wait till the special guest at 7 o'clock. We got
A litany of them. George, you also, you mentioned Sugar Mamas, or I did. You brought a T-shirt for CJ from Sugar Mamas, right?
Yes, definitely. Robert and Julie want him sporting a Sugar Mamas T-shirt. The best. Nothing but the best.
Right there, right?
Yeah, that's Sugar Mama.
And they've got us on, right? They're listening.
You bet. Words. Yeah, they're live and nationwide.
Good morning to them.
We were international earlier the week in Germany. Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I was in the Caribbean in front of the ship with my phone listening to K101. You're online, buddy.
Tyler, your mother makes some wonderful cookies as well.
Yes, some chocolate chip cinnamon sourdough cookies.
Wow.
Homemade from scratch. Mm. Fantastic.
Some quality stuff.
That's appropriate. It's a Canvas brand T-shirt.
Why is that appropriate?
Well, it's in the right size. It's the size of a it's a canvas.
A canvas.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. That's pretty. Look at that. Sugar Mamas.
There you go.
By the way, if you'd like to call and wish Mr. Montgomery a happy birthday this morning, please do so.
Our phone lines are
temporarily
down.
They are working just fine. In fact, we brought in extra personnel to man the phones this morning. 580-256-5101. 580-256-5101. Yes.
A couple more Facebook comments. Sheila Gay has chimed in, editor of the Woodward News.
A newspaper person up at 6:30. My goodness.
She said in my best CJ voice, well, happy birthday to our illustrious chamber president and favorite radio personality of all time. Hope it's a great day tomorrow filled with laughter and fun. Fun, the important part there. Michelle Eichen has chipped in. Happy birthday as well.
So. After all this, we just hope we make it to tomorrow.
Or Mitchell. No, so.
Oh,
yeah, it's the Lord.
It's a party indeed. 6:24 now, K101's The Morning Show.
The county.
6:30 now, K101. Good morning to you. Some more Facebook posts to pass along for the birthday boy.
Yes, Mr. Braden Pickett has chimed in. Of course, he's going to. Says happy birthday. Got a nice picture posted in the comments with him and CJ at the Class Bowl. Ryan Holmgren has chipped in. Happy birthday. Paula K. Kendall Watson as well says happy birthday.
Did you get Michelle Eichen?
Yes, we got her a minute ago. So,
I do love Sheila Gaze
yes.
and her best C.J. Montgomery voice. And she actually wrote it to where you can hear him saying uh-huh. those things, can't you?
That's right. Oh, absolutely. She does actually a pretty good C.J. impression.
Does she really?
No.
Maybe she could call us and share it with us on the air. By the way, if you'd like to call with a greeting, 580-256-5101.
Now, I got to say, we've probably got to limit that up until 7 o'clock because we've got a guest lineup coming up seven.
We'll figure it out.
So
we'll figure
we got
it
a
out.
Very healthy 7 o'clock hour.
By the way, we want to before we go any further because it's going to get crazy.
Yes,
you were telling me that you were talking to somebody yesterday that really is enjoying the morning show.
Yeah, Kurt Providence okay. chimed in. Yeah, over at the Woodrow High School there said he was tuned in the other morning, had a good time with it. The jokes, the banter.
Okay.
CJ's grumpiness. No, he didn't say that part. He didn't say that part. I'm lying. He
oh,
didn't say
you
that part.
Haven't seen grumpiness yet.
And we want to say hi to Mary Service as well. They're doing homecoming at
Woodward Fieldhouse tonight.
She's been putting that on. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Hard at work with the cheerleaders and whatnot, get everything sorted out. So yeah. we'll talk more about that homecoming court here coming up in just a few minutes.
Okay,
so.
Look forward to it. And without further ado,
here's the man.
Here's the birthday boy.
Sunny and cool today, much the same as yesterday for the most part. 43 for a high, several more off to the west, though. We could approach 50 out in the Oklahoma, Texas panhandle today. Turning colder, though, overnight, 7 for a low. A few flurries, light snow, nothing to get too excited about. Colder, 31 for a high tomorrow, but upper 50s come Sunday. We're looking at the low 60s on Monday, 50s Tuesday and Wednesday. Mid-30s, mid-40s out there this morning, 36 in Cherokee to 44 in Beaver. A range of temperatures reached an even 40 in Woodward and Sealing yesterday. Wide range of temperatures this morning, 16 in Fairview and Ashland, 31 in Arnett. It's 17 this morning, Alvin Sealing, 18 in Cherokee, 21 in Woodward's Mesnet. It's 26 out in Beaver, 28 in Canadian. Forecasters say low 40s today, maybe a few more in the panhandles. For the most part, those temperatures close to yesterday. Some light snow, flurries possible this morning, no accumulations expected. Below zero wind chills likely tonight into tomorrow morning, moderating back to near or maybe slightly above normal much of next week. Any precipitation with the system overnight tonight into early tomorrow is going to be light. The main weather issue tonight into tomorrow, the colder weather, reinforcing shot of cold air. Saturday will be the coldest day of the forecast period. Forecasters say warming temperatures once again by Sunday. Models in general, though, the bad news here, backed off any midweek precipitation, at least for our part of the world. Overall, for the next week or so, near or above temperatures. The new drought monitor out, it says drought remains firmly in place across much of Oklahoma. February getting underway. More than 70% of the state still experiencing moderate to extreme drought. Pockets of extreme drought expanding in the southwestern and south central part of Oklahoma. Exceptional drought, that's the worst category, is not currently present. That major winter storm that gave us the snow, much of that moisture is still frozen. How quickly that precipitation melts actually determines whether it could offer any real relief. Although abnormally dry, drought conditions continue to creep northwestward a bit. Officially, parts of Major, much of Woodward, Woods, Alfalfa, Ellis, and Harper counties, as well as the Panhandle counties, still not listed in any of the drought categories. Oklahoma legislators were told yesterday that the Oklahoma Department of Mental Health Substance Abuse Services still does not have an approved plan for meeting the terms of a nearly year-old consent decree. Estimates another 17 million are needed to implement one once they do have the plan in place. The budget request to House and Senate appropriators that came about a week after a three court appointed consultant reported the state is still largely non-compliant with that March 10th consent decree. The consent decree obligates the state to improve its treatment of jailed Oklahomans who have been judged incompetent to stand trial. A Republican senator has filed legislation to bar lawmakers from drinking alcohol on the job. Did you see this?
Yes.
After he accused some of them of being drunk while taking critical votes. It's State Senator Shane Jett, he's a Republican from down in Shawnee, said he filed the Senate bill, which prohibits legislators from consuming, possessing alcohol while on duty, after he thought some of them were intoxicated on the Senate floor during the last day of the session last year. They were actually discussing a bill to fire Allie Friesen. She's the state's former mental health commissioner. Jett did not specifically name any senator. He said that during the debate, though, about the bill that ultimately did remove her, you can see there were a number of members who were very aggressive using language in their speech pattern, and their appearance indicated inebriation. State Senator, only in Oklahoma.
I mean, yeah, no kidding.
Only in Oklahoma.
I mean, my goodness.
The state Senate pro tem, his name's Lonnie Paxton, he also obviously a Republican, he's from Tuttle, said that Jett's accusations baseless, lack credibility. As a result, Paxton said he has removed Jett as vice chair of the Rules Committee. He's also barred him from serving as a presiding officer. That's actually a rotating position in which a certain individual runs the Senate floor. The Oklahoma Court of Civil Appeals has upheld a December 24 Tulsa District Court ruling that allows a defamation suit to proceed against former state school superintendent Ryan Walters. You didn't think Ryan was in the news anymore. Issued this week, a unanimous 20-page decision notes attorneys for former Bixby superintendent Rob Miller provided sufficient evidence to meet the burden of proof required to proceed with litigation against the former school superintendent. Walters had claimed the suit should be dismissed because he was actually acting in an official capacity when he referred to Miller as a clown, a liar, and an embarrassment. Only in Oklahoma. Initially filed in August of 24, Miller sued Walters' personal capacity. You'll remember Walters resigned as school superintendent in September to take a private sector position. Miller, who retired from the Bixby Public Schools in the summer of last year, is currently running for state school superintendent. He's been in Woodward. He was in Woodward about a month ago, bringing that campaign to Northwest Oklahoma. A proposed
but not drinking alcohol while he was here.
Immigration Customs Enforcement Facility slated for the southwest part of Oklahoma City will not happen. That's according to the mayor down there, David Holt. Social media post yesterday, he had met with the owners of the warehouse property there on Council Road. Owners no longer engaged with the federal government about acquiring or leasing the property. New study, future electrical needs and the ability of the nation's electrical grid to produce the power, showed an elevated energy risk for the Southwest Power Pool. Now, that controls the output Oklahoma and 13 other states. The report, it was by the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, known as ERCOT. It says the grid serving Texas was in worse shape and faced a high risk level in the next 4 years or so. A new report in the Financial Times indicated that Devon-Coterra merger is closing in on a $60 billion deal. If it happens, it would be the largest oil and gas marriage in the U.S. shale industry in a couple of years. I'm moving forward here. Be patient. I'm an older man.
Well, not as old as you're going to be tomorrow, though.
Crude oil prices, five-month high yesterday. West Texas Intermediate up 221, settling at $65.42 per barrel. Natural gas finished yesterday at $3.89. Mega Millions tonight, $303 million for a prize. Powerball tomorrow, a $57 million jackpot. That's all the news that is news. What's up in sports?
Before we get to sports, got a couple more shout-outs. Our boy Kevin Martin has checked in.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yes, he says, hey, guys, happy birthday, CJ. Says he was going to text you, but he wasn't sure if your flip phone could handle the emotion. Seriously, though, happy birthday. We give him a hard time because he has earned it. So that's for Mr. Kevin Martin himself.
Well, Kevin ought to be a co-host. He's pretty sharp and witty. We ought to have Kevin come.
Oh, yes.
Well, if he's sharp and witty, he has no business being on this show.
Also, John.
You see the look I got on that one?
John, I'm going to butcher his last name. Armbrich. Armbrick. Okay, I said happy birthday. It's amazing. 74-year-old.
Forever. Probably yes. From the Drummond area now, off toward Enid. He's a band director, high school band director.
There you go.
His mother was known as the, Pat was known as the ironing lady.
There you
go. She was an ironing lady for a number of years, and unfortunately lost her several years ago.
Michael Austin Owens says, happy birthday from Angel Fire, New Mexico. So we can chime it in there. Oh, and then,
wow, way to rub it in.
Yes, George said, Robert Laverty, listening online, right? Mm-hmm. Checking in, saying happy birthday to CJ.
No, is he the city manager?
Mm-hmm. My boss.
Does he know you're in Woodward?
That you came
Maybe you can get your excuse for that safety.
By the donuts this morning.
By the way, my tag team partner that does ball games with me, Chris Eubank, has joined us in the building as well. Chris, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I just, with all the cold and the ice and the snow, I was told go check on the elderly. So I am here to check on CJ.
Wow.
Oh, man down, man down. Let's get those flashing lights. Man down. Wow. Wow.
All right, let's roll the sports real quick.
All right, quickly.
High school basketball tonight, round ball roundup. Heads to Watonga. The Eagles host Moreland. Girls game starts at 6:30. The boys follow. We'll have that for you on K101. Michael Barnes leading that coverage on Z92 Boomer TV tonight. Woodward welcomes Blanchard to Boomer Fieldhouse for homecoming. Coronation ceremony begins at 6. The boys play first at 6:30. The girls will follow. High school basketball yesterday at Squirtle Festival got underway with day one. Those results, Shattuck falls to Chattanooga on the girls' side, 44-32. Boys game was 77-46 in favor of Chattanooga. It was Garber over Arnett, 58-36 on the girls' side. And then Garber defeated, Laverne, excuse me, not Arnett. On the boys' side, it was Garber over Laverne, 45-44.
Someone else is almost 74 years old.
Calumet picked up a pair of wins. Oh, boy. I am really off of it now. I was too giddy this morning. So the Garber games were against Arnett. Calumet was against Laverne. Yeah, Calumet won both 56-49 and 89-43, girls and boys there. Hennessy emerged with wins over Turpin, 63-37 on the girls' side, and then 60-40 on the boys' side. Today on the slate, first at the Stride Bank Center in Enid, Turpin draws Kremlin Hillsdale 11 and 12-15. Boys and girls games back-to-back in each of these matchups. So Laverne match up with Perry at 130-245. Texoma faces Frontier at 4 and 5:15, and Chisholm takes on Hooker at 6:30 and 7:45. As for the other sites, the Eagle Dome at Hennessy, Salem faces Crescent at 11 and 12:15. Hennessy takes on Chattanooga at 130 and 2:45. At Shattuck, drawing Wellston at 4 and 5:15, and the slate closes with Riverside against Lomega at 6:30 and 7:45. Tomorrow, three locations in the festival. The first, Stride Center, it's OBA Okarchi, then back O'Forgan against Cimarron. Cashin takes on Hammond, and Fairview closes the night against Dale. At the Eagle Dome in Hennessy, it's Merritt Wellston, Varnum against Deer Creek Lamont, Canute Pawhuska, Hennessy against Sealing to close that slate. And at Enid High School, it's Morrison facing Cherokee. Granite takes on Texoma. Hooker matches up with Riverside, and Garber faces Watonga. College basketball last night on the women's side, OU rolls against Texas A&M 85-58 to improve to 17-4 on the season, 5-3 in conference play. Five Sooners reached in double figures. In the Division II ranks, Northwestern Oklahoma State falls in a pair contest. The women lose 58-53 to number 15 Harding. The Lady Rangers at now 14-4 on the season. On the men's side, it was the Rangers falling at 68-63. They now sit at 8-10. Southwestern Oklahoma State grabbed a pair of wins over Arkansas Tech. The women took it to 84-56. The men in a tight one, 64-60. NBA last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder fall to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 123-111. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 30 points in the loss. Oklahoma City now 38-11. The Thunder will look to bounce back against Denver on the road Sunday night at 8:30. And at college basketball this weekend on the Tri-State Media Airwaves. On the men's side, tomorrow, pair of games. First on Z92, OU taking on Texas and the Red River. Tip off at 1 o'clock, pregame coverage at 12:30. Oklahoma State on K101 is on the road against Utah. Tip off at 5 o'clock, pregame coverage at 4. And then on Sunday, it's women's basketball OU against Texas. Pregame coverage on Z92 starts at 1:30, tip off at 2. And that's what I got for sports.
K101 weather forecast brought to you by Bard Truck Beds, built for work, backed by family, and you'll find them at truckbedwesternok.com.
Out here, I'm running the ranch, the schedules, the cattle, pretty much everything except the remote, and that's fine. I get more done anyway. That's why I trust Crownline Beds, proudly made in Perry. Available at Bar W Bar Truck Beds in Cedar Springs. Tough, reliable, zero drama, exactly what I need. Our beds start at $87.50 installed, spike beds from $57.50, and rub rail beds from $3,600 installed. Need a dually or skirted? Call them for pricing. They offer competitive deals. Head to truckbedwesternok.com. Bar W Bar Truck Beds, built ranch tough for the women getting it done.
Sunshine on tap for today, 44 Northwest Oklahoma. Slight chance of snow showers after 3 in Southwest Kansas, where it'll be 38. Sunny and 50 for a high today in the Panhandles. Wind, though, from the north-northeast, 15 to 20. Make it feel much colder than it is. Slight chance of snow showers throughout the listening area overnight. Quarter inch at most. 6 above in northwest Oklahoma. 3 in southwest Kansas. And 12 in the Panhandles. Tomorrow we start to moderate. Mostly sunny. 28 in southwest Kansas. 37 in the Panhandles. 31 in northwest Oklahoma. And then by Sunday, 58 in northwest Oklahoma. 56 in southwest Kansas. And 63 in the Panhandles. And with any luck at all, we may see upper 60s and near 70 by Super Bowl Sunday. Well, we've got all kinds of friends joining us this morning for the morning show, brought to us by Newman Memorial Hospital in Shattuck, where compassionate care meets clinical excellence. From emergency services to specialty and surgical care, they're here to help our community stay healthy without sending us out of town. Visit Newman Memorial Hospital, care that you can count on.
Got a few more birthday wishes to run through real quickly. Chris Rowe saying happy birthday. Julie Laverty checking in, saying happy birthday. Bailey Kafka. Don't butcher that.
Kafka.
Sorry, Bailey. She says happy birthday, CJ. Woodward is better because of you. Not sure about that. Kevin Martin added that CJ is probably my favorite person in Northwest Oklahoma. Eric Scott says happy birthday to the man, the myth, the legend. It's been a blessing to get to know him, work with him over the years, and he's thankfully still let you play radio occasionally. Says CJ is a true champion for Woodward and the Tri-State region. Passion second to none. Enjoy your day.